I'm going to tell you how this is going to go this morning, is we are going to have, oh yeah, you're going to steal my bulletin. That's okay. I don't need it. No, I don't take notes during my message. I'm just kidding. All right. Where was I going? They need to think where I was telling you where we're going to go at the end of this message. I know we don't normally do this. You know, we kind of have I believe that God comes to a prepared atmosphere and we prepare for our services. We have ministry time during our worship, but we're going to have a little bit of ministry time at the end of the message as well. And today, because I feel like first of all, we're going to for sure lay hands on my daughter and her husband Cameron, because if y'all don't know this, today is her last Sunday at Harvest Fellowship Church. I'm not going to say forever, but forever and ever. I'm not putting any expectations on them to come back to Harvest Fellowship Church, but they're going to visit, from time to time, we believe. Or if they're not, I'm going to Arizona, I can tell you that. But anyway, we're excited about the destiny that God has for them, and we want to lay hands on them and bless them at the end of the service. That's for one. But there's going to be some more ministry time for some of y'all here that I believe that God's really going to speak to you through this word today. And I had two gentlemen walk in here early before service that came here from different parts, and they told me, said, we woke up this morning, we just felt the Spirit of God telling us we need to come to Harvest Fellowship Church. They've been here before in the past, and that was confirmation to me that I've heard from God, and I believe that I have what you call, as a pastor, what you call a right now word from God, or a prophetic word from God. It's something straight from heaven, so it's hot off the press. This is hot manna, hot bread from heaven. And I just tell you that the title, so you can see it up there, it's Go Forward. That's the title of it. Everybody say, Go Forward.
Go Forward.
And some of you don't realize this, but if you've been, there's talk about this. You know, in the Hebrew calendar, we're in the new year right now for the Hebrew calendar. I know we think of the new year's in January, but the new year in the Hebrew calendar starts right now. And this is the Hebrew year of 5778. And I'm going to tell you what our theme for the end of this year and going into 2018 is going to be. And it's called, and you'll see some flyers up around here, because we're going to be talking about this even more during harvest time in October. And on harvest time, if you haven't been here for that, we usually have a different guest speaker every Sunday. Instead of having a revival where we go, from Sunday to Wednesday, we do it on Sunday mornings, and we do the whole month for that. But this is the year of the open door. Look at somebody, say, this is the year of the open door. And there's a part you're going to have to play in it, because you're going to have to take the step of faith. Look at somebody and say, you're going to have to take the step of faith. So look at him again and say, go forward. And I want you to turn to Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14, verses 10 through 16. And this is going to speak to you individually, but it's also going to speak to us corporately as a church, because I believe this is a right now word for you individually, but also a right now word for us as a church. It's also a right now word for the whole body of Christ. And it's time for the church to go forward. If you knew anything that was going on, we were supposed to have been raptured out of here yesterday, according to some people. And I had my aunt, she texted me on Monday, because my birthday was last Sunday. She texted me on Monday, and she said, happy belated birthday. And she said, what do you think about all this September the 23rd stuff? Because that was when we were supposed to be raptured out of here. And I said, LOL, because she texted me this. And I said, LOL. My Bible says that no man, no angel, nobody knows the day or the hour, only the Father in heaven, but I'm ready if it is. And we're still here. And so here's what I want to tell you today. We got to go forward. It's time for us to unpack our bags and start advancing the kingdom of God. We're here for a reason. You're here for a reason, and it's to advance the kingdom of God. Whether you're at school, college, whether you're out in the workforce, wherever you're at, God's put you in that arena to witness to somebody. And you don't have to use your mouth. You have to use your life. Amen. To be a witness. But, so this is, here's the deal. We're still here. And guys, I was thinking this morning about, how many of you ever seen the movie Gladiator? Okay, I love Gladiator. And where the guy goes, I'll join you one day, but not yet. but not yet. And it just meant there's still work to be done. And there's still a whole lot of work to be done before Jesus comes back. Don't leave here and say, Pastor Mark said Jesus ain't coming back. No, I didn't say that. Jesus is coming back. We don't know the day or the hour, but there's still a whole lot of work to be done. And God needs everybody in his army advancing the kingdom of God. So this is in Exodus chapter 14, verses 10 through 16. And this is a story out of the Old Testament when the children of Israel are up against the Red Sea. And then they have the Pharaoh army, the armies of Egypt, coming up behind them. And they're in a rough spot. They've got a mountain before them, a mountain behind them. They're in a valley, and they don't know which way's where. And they're confused and bewildered because, hey, God led us out by his mighty right hand, and now this happens. What in the world is going on? This is what's going through their minds. And they're up against the Red Sea, and we're going to pick this up in verse 10 of Exodus 14. It says, and when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. Now, I want to tell you something. If you're facing an obstacle and a difficulty today, I know a lot of you are because I'm your pastor and I know your lives and I know what you're up against. You've even told me, some of you, what's going on in your lives. If you're up against an obstacle and a difficulty, they're designed to entice and tempt you to go backwards. Look at somebody again and say, go forward. You're going to get sick and tired of me saying that, but when you leave here today, you're going to be saying going forward. And Taya's over here looking at me going, shutty. No, Taya, we're going to keep saying it because we learn by repetition and by repetition only. So look at somebody again and say, go forward. Go forward. We're not going backwards, we're going forward. Now in verse 13, it says, and Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Now, I know this is going to be a little bit strong, a little stout, but we're going to have to stop whining and complaining and speaking words of defeat. You've got to start speaking words of life and faith over yourself and over your situation and the obstacles and difficulties that you're facing. And then that's what God told him. He said, why are you crying to me? These people are crying to me. And this is what God told Moses to tell the children of Israel, and this is what God is telling us today. Tell the children of Israel to go forward. Look at somebody again, somebody in front of you, and say, go forward. Go forward. But lift up your rod, this is what he tells Moses, but lift up your rod, which is a type and example of the word of God, and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. So here's what God's telling us. Now, this is a spiritual book, and there's lots of application and meaning to this for us today. You have got to learn how to do this yourself. Not call Pastor Mark. Yes, I love you, and I'm going to pray for you, and I'll help speak to your mountain. But you need to learn how to speak the word of God to your obstacle, your difficulty, and your mountain in your own life. Because you have authority in Jesus' name to take it down. And you got to use it. You got to say it. You got to speak it. You got to open this mouth. Look at somebody and say, you got to open your mouth. You got to open your mouth and speak the word of God. We're in a fight, guys. I don't know if you've realized that or not. You're in a battle. You're in a war, a spiritual battle, a spiritual war that has already been won. This is the good news. It's already been won 2,000 years ago at the cross by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But you're here today, and you have to appropriate that win and that victory by faith. You've got to walk out onto the battlefield like David did against Goliath and say, it's over, it's done. Yeah, I'm going to have to grab my slingshot and I'm going to have to get 5 stones. I got to be prepared. I got to be ready. But this giant's coming down in Jesus' name. And that's the way that we have to approach that in the New Testament as well. You have to appropriate it by faith. Look at somebody and say, it's by faith. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, fight the good fight of faith. You're in a good fight, and the reason why it's a good fight is because you've already won. But you have got to use your mouth. There's some things that you've got to do. You've got to believe, you've got to say it, and you've got to do something. You've got to fight, and you must fight to believe something, you must fight to say something, and you must fight to do something. And whatever that something is, there's a whole bunch of people in here today, and there's people watching by Church's Aid, and there's going to be people listening to this by radio. God's called every one of you to do something for the kingdom of God. Amen. And so you're going to have to fight to believe something, you're going to have to fight to say something, and you're going to have to fight to do something. But you have to fight. This is what you got to realize, and this is a mindset, and you got to get it in your heart. You fight from a place of victory, not from a place of defeat. Then that's how you appropriate it by faith. This is what God. I know some of you are taking notes, and that's good. I see you. Write down 1, 2, and 3 on the back there with your sermon notes, and I'm going to give you 3 things that God spoke through Moses, and that He's also letting us know today in this fight. And here's the first thing for you to go forward. Number one, go forward into God's plan for you. God has a plan for each one of you in here. A specific plan, not a general plan, but a specific plan, and that He wants you to walk out. And here's the deal, you don't have to fear of missing God. As long as God's got your heart, He's going to steer you in the right direction. And everybody said, amen. So go forward into God's plan for you. Don't doubt God's plan for you. Stay fully persuaded, believe and receive, doubt and do without. I know that's a mouthful. Don't doubt God's plan for you. Stay fully persuaded that what God spoke to you is going to happen. Believe it and receive it. Don't doubt. Now here's the problem. When I was studying this and I was thinking about this, and I knew that this was the word for this new year that we're stepping into right now, the year of the open door, take the step of faith. Some of you in here, and here let me give you a little, the Holy Spirit is going to say something through me today that's going to connect with you, and He's going to say, that's where you're at right now. So whatever He tells you, do it. But when I was preparing this, God spoke to my heart and said, Mark, there are some people that are going to be here on Sunday that are giving too much credit to the enemy. They're giving way too much credit to the enemy. You got to remember, you're fighting from a place of victory. He's already been defeated. Amen. Now, He's going to lie and try to deceive you and make you think that He's still in power and control, but He's not. He is scared to death of you because you got Jesus in you. We're Jesus, if you can receive this, we're Jesus in the earth with skin on, is who we are. But you have to appropriate that by faith. You got to believe that by faith. And some people are just like, oh, bless God. Bless God, the devil's just beating me from pillar to post. Doom and gloom and agony on me. And I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt and the cap. I've sang the song too. And you know what? It don't help. I feel worse after I sing it than I did singing it. And you know, misery loves company, and you get 2 or 3 of you together and start talking about it, and you're just like, yeah, you know, well, you just need to give up. You know, what's the use of going forward? We need to just go backwards. And guys, don't give too much credit to the enemy. He has already been defeated. And we sit here and we think about all the Bible greats, and we think, well, Abraham didn't have to go through that. David didn't have to go through. Yeah, they did. Guys, and they're in the Word of God so we can learn from them. And here's something that I want to show you in the Word of God that I knew was there, but I've read over it so many times, and then God brought this back through studying this week, and I saw this about David, because I always thought about King David. You know, yeah, he messed up, he sinned, but he was a man after God's own heart, and he was always a man of faith, you know, because every time I think of David, I think of David and Goliath. You know, man of faith, golly, he took on the giant and won that day. But in his life, he had a lot of battles that went on, and he had a lot of victories. But if you don't know the story of David and Saul, Saul wanted to take him out. Saul wanted to kill him. And this is a type and shadow of the enemy in our lives, all right, this David and Saul issue. And there was a low point in David's life because Saul had been relentless after him and attacking him. And I want to show you this out of the New Living Translation in 1 Samuel 27, verse 1. It says, but David kept thinking to himself, That's where, by the way, not only was that the battlefield in the Old Testament, it's the battlefield in the New Testament, the battlefield of the mind. He kept thinking to himself, and this is what David was thinking to himself and mulling over in his mind every day, all day long. Someday Saul, I want you to insert the enemy, someday the enemy is going to get me. And the best thing I can do right now is escape to the Philistines, which is also the enemy. And then Saul, the enemy, will stop hunting for me in Israelite territory, and I'll finally be safe. That's a lie from the pit of hell to get a man from that was going forward to go backward and go back to the enemy's camp. Thank God David finally woke up and God got a hold of him and he didn't believe that anymore. But I want you to see that even David himself was thinking, that's where the battlefield's at, guys. So you got to start thinking the right things. You got to start believing the right things in your mind. He kept saying to himself, someday, you know, the enemy's going to get me. And this is where people talk about, they give too much credit to the enemy. The enemy's going to get me. The enemy's after me. Best thing I can do is just go back to my old life so I'll be safe. No, the best thing you can do is go forward. Look at somebody and say, you need to go forward. Now, to go forward, you're going to have one word, what I call faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You're going to have faith. Look at somebody, you got to have faith. Got to have faith. Got to have faith, guys. And your faith, Jade and I, we have been praying, you know, something that we know it, the armor of God, and Ephesians chapter 6, we know that, but Jada, the Holy Spirit brought to her remembrance and said, Mark, we need to be praying that over ourselves every day. Just praying. So in the mornings, we've been getting up and praying that over ourselves. And there's one part of the armor which is called the shield of faith. And the shield of faith, it is designed to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. So you got to have your shield up. Got to have your shield. Got to have that. You got to have every piece of the armor. The shield of faith works. And you got to walk by faith and not by sight. Jeremiah 29:11, because this is what God has for you, and this is what you need to believe and receive. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Amen. That's what you've got to believe and receive. Now, the enemy will come along and lie to you and say, where's God? Where's he at? There ain't nothing happening in your life. Where's God's plan at? Where's God's promises at? What's he doing? That's where you got to cast down those thoughts and those imaginations. Say, know what? God has a plan for me. I don't see it, but I don't need to see it because I'm walking by faith and not by sight. Plans to prosper me and not to harm me. Plans to give me a hope and a future. You got to quote the word back to him. And not only you quoting the word back to him, you're quoting it back to you and you're getting it down inside of you. And everybody said, amen. All right, here's number two. You need to go forward into God's place for you. God's place for you. And I'm going to tell you something, and I have to remind myself of this a lot because our default mechanism is to start talking defeat and talking about our problems and talking about our circumstances. And we just talk them up, and we just talk them up until they manifest and they're so big we don't have no more faith. But guys, your victory is in your talk. What you talk about, you magnify. And if you're talking about your problems and your circumstances and your situations, they're going to get bigger. But if you talk about your victory in the name of Jesus, that's going to get bigger on the inside of you. So your victory is in your talk. Whatever you got to do, say it, speak it, sing it, declare it, and proclaim it over yourself and over your situation and your problem. I'm going to show you what Jesus said. I always like to hear what Jesus said. Jesus said in Mark 11, verses 22 through 24, he says, have faith in God. And really that translation is, have the God kind of faith. Because everything that we see today, God spoke into existence. Have faith in God. Jesus answered, truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go, throw yourself into the sea. And he's talking about the mountains that we face in life, the obstacles and everything. And does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. We learned this last week. Don't pray first, don't pray last, pray first. Pray. You got to speak it. You got to speak over those mountains in your life, and you pray the word of God over those situations. Here's what we normally do, though, guys. This is our default. Proverbs tells us this. Proverbs is the book of wisdom. I encourage you to read a chapter a day, and you'll be through it in a month. But Proverbs 6:2 says, "You have been trapped by what you said, ensnared by the words of your mouth." I'm sitting here going, you don't need the spirit of shut up to come on you. You need to just change what you're saying and start saying the positive and the faith-filled things over your life. Proverbs 18:21 says, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruits. Eat its fruit. Guys, we gotta watch what we're saying. We gotta, and if you're married in here and you have a spouse or you have a friend, they can be your accountability partner in this. And there's been many a times where Jade and I, one's down, one's up, those kind of things, and you'll say, "No, honey, you're speaking the wrong thing. We gotta change this. We gotta start speaking words of faith over this situation. We're speaking words of defeat. And the enemy's getting in here and trying to trick us and deceive us." So this is, I wish, guys, that you're going to leave here today and you're never going to have a doubt. You're never going to have a negative thought. Because that's where the enemy's playground is at, is in our mind. But guys, start speaking the word of God over your situation and your circumstance. Look at somebody and say, "Say it. Say it. Got to say it." I'm going to show you something in the word in Matthew chapter 9, verses 20 through 22. And I'm going to read this out of the Amplified Bible. Because you can't just say it once, you got to keep saying it until you believe it. God already believes it, but he wants you and your faith to arise. Matthew 9, verses 20 through 22, it says, "And behold, a woman who had suffered from a flow of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment." And I want to tell you something about this, because in the Hebrew culture, in the Jewish culture, if you had any kind of issue of blood, leprosy, things like that, you were declared unclean and you couldn't be in public. And so this woman actually risked her life doing this. And she even risked getting a strong rebuke from the rabbi. Jesus was a rabbi. In verse 21, and this is what she kept saying. She kept saying to herself, she had heard about Jesus. She knew about he was the healer, that he is the Messiah, he's the Son of God. And look at this, she kept saying to herself, look at somebody say, "Keep saying it. If I only touch his garment, I shall be restored to health." And then she said, and then she did it, and Jesus turned around and seeing her, he said, "Take courage, daughter, your faith has made you well." And at once, the woman was restored to health. Isn't that good news? Love that story. But she had to keep saying it to herself because the enemy was coming out and lying to her and saying, "You're not supposed to be out in public. You're supposed to be over somewhere crying out unclean. You're not supposed to be going to Jesus. You know that Jesus is a rabbi, and he's got the authority to put you to death for doing this." But she kept saying to herself, "If I can just get to Jesus, because I know he's the Son of God, I know he's the Messiah, he's going to heal me of this because I've had this for 12 years. She kept saying it. How long will you keep saying it? This woman had to keep saying it for 12 years. How long will you keep saying it till you see it manifest? Some of us, we live in a microwave society, guys, where, "Well, I went to church Sunday and I prayed prayer and it ought to turn around on Monday." And then the enemy comes in there and lies to you and people give up on God. And so they never come back to church. I give up on God. He didn't answer my prayer. No, you gave up on God. God didn't give up on you. God never gives up on us. He has a reckless love like our praise team sang about. He'll leave the 99. He never gives up on anybody. But guys, it's going to take faith. This is a walk of faith. It's not by sight. Sometimes there's going to be obstacles and there's going to be difficulties. There's going to be mountains. Will you keep saying it? Will you keep walking with God? And I'm looking around here today, and I know there are some of you in here that are going through some tough, tough stuff right now. And what I'm telling you to do is keep the faith. Keep the faith. Look at somebody and say, "Keep the faith." Keep saying it. Amen. All right, here's number three. Go forward into God's promises for you. Everybody see that? That's the preacher thing. That's good preaching when you get it to start with the one letter, the P, the plan, the place, and the promises. I worked really hard on that, guys. And here's the deal. Just do it. Go forward in God's promises for you is just do it. You've got to believe the promises of God. You've got to say the promises of God. And then you've got to do the promises of God. Whatever he's telling you to do, just do it. That's what Mary told the servants that day, Mother Mary, when she said, she just said, I don't know what he's going to tell you to do, because I know we're out of wine at this wedding. Hello, you can't go out of wine at a wedding. Amen. And he's like, she goes, I don't know what he's going to tell you to do, but whatever my son tells you to do, do it. And guys, I'm telling you, don't add your thought processes to it. I am so guilty of that, trying to figure God out and how he's going to do it. Just release all that to him. You can't be under that burden. Release that burden and say, God, I don't know how you're going to do all this, but I'm listening for your word, and whatever you tell me to do, I don't care how crazy it sounds. I don't care I'm sure Moses, can you imagine Moses? I know we always see Moses as a great man of faith, but he was just like us, guys. And when God told him, get out there and stretch forth your stick over that sea and watch me move. Guys, if I'm Moses, I'm going, say what? That's what I'm doing if I'm Moses. He said, go out there and stretch forth that rod I gave you, which is a symbol of my authority, which is the word of God. You don't have to carry this around. You just got to have it in here. If you've got the word hidden in your heart, you are the rod of God. Amen. I'm a hot rod for God. Amen. Guys, and go out there and do whatever he's telling you to do. And it may sound crazy, but when God tells you, he's going to back it up. Just like he did with Moses, he backed it up. And the Bible says, and I've listened to all kind of documentaries because I love the Red Sea story, and they've tried to figure out how God did it. They've tried to figure out, was there an earthquake that swallowed up the ocean? But then they're like, but then the ground would still be wet, you know? And did this happen? Did this happen? And here's what my Bible says, and I just believe what the Bible says. The Bible says with the blast of his nostrils, the sea hooked it, and it went like this. It didn't take... You know, it was overnight, we know that, but it says by the blast of his nostrils, went like this, and they walked across on dry ground. One of the best paintings I've ever seen of this, and I can't remember where I saw it at, but it was showing the children of Israel walking across the Red Sea, and there was this little kid, and he was standing there looking at the wall of water, and on the other side of the wall of the water was a whale. And he was just standing there going, my gosh, you know. And I thought, guys, God can do anything. If you'll just do what he says, just do it. And that all happened because one man had faith in what God spoke to him to stick forth his stick over the ocean, over the sea, and the sea parted. And he walked across on dry ground. Did God tell him that's what he was going to do? No. He's like, God, I don't know what you're going to do. This don't look good. We're up against the sea, and we've got the Egyptian army coming up behind us. You told me to come this way, and it looks like we're going to die right here. And that's what everybody was believing. And they were scared to death. The spirit of fear was everywhere. And thank God, one man, Moses, stood up by faith and did what God told him to do. And God showed up and delivered them by his mighty hand. God will do the same for you, but you're going to have to do what he's telling you to do. And this is Galatians 6:9. Because some of you in here have been, you're sitting there going, well, bless God, Pastor Mark, I have been doing everything he's told me to do, and I'm still going through junk. I still feel like I'm in between a rock and a hard place. Here's what I want to tell you today. Galatians 6:9, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Amen. Look at somebody and say, don't give up. Don't give up. Amen. Now, what I want to do this morning is... we're going to have Taya and Cameron come up here first of all. And I also, if this message spoke to you, we're going to, and I need Mark and Dusty to come up here because we're going to lay hands on Cameron and Taya. And then I'm going to tell you what we're going to do right after that. But guys, come on up here. Okay. Yeah, it's back there in my office. I told myself I was not going to cry doing this, and I'm not going to cry in Jesus' name. But I want them to hear this from my voice, and I've asked Dusty and Mark if they have any prophetic words that they want to speak over them, when we lay hands on them and pray over them, and I want you to join us by faith in doing that. But I'm up here today as Taya's daddy, and then there's my son in love. I claim my son in love is, and I'm wanting to bless them and to send them out into their destiny. And I want them to hear from me that there's no strings attached. Because Jada even looked at me earlier, because, and some of you in here are getting to that empty nest syndrome, the empty nest thing where you have to release them into their destiny. And Jada and I have already been praying over this for quite a while. We want to release them into everything that God has for them. We don't want any strings attached, because I can already tell you, well, I'm just going to say this, it's not here. I wanted to say it might still be here, and God keeps telling me, no, it's not here. It's not here. You're going to have to totally release them into where they're supposed to go. And so I want them to hear it from my voice. I'm releasing you guys into where you're supposed to be. And this little plaque that we got him says, the will of God will not take you where the grace of God will not protect you. Amen. And I appreciate Dusty taking care of this. There was a card that he got, and a lot of people signed it this morning here. And so we're giving you a card. And also in here is some a check from the church that... I'm blaming this all on Dusty. Dusty is our CFO around here, chief financial officer. But we're blessing you. And I want to say this, because Taya has always served here, and through the church, we have never paid her a dime. And you might be saying, well, Pastor Mark, that's your fault. Yeah, that's my fault. She's just served, and she's grown up as a preacher's kid. Both of them have. They're both preacher kids. And there's a lot, and I'm not going to go into all that this morning, but there's a lot that comes with that. A lot of pressure, a lot of unspoken pressure that these kids have been under. And guys, no more pressure in Jesus' name. God's releasing you into everything that he has for you. And so I want to give this to you, and we want you to go ahead and open that up in front of us. Here, I'll hold that. Mark, you have that mic. You can read all that later. We want you to, yeah. So we were able to, guys, and this was through, I'm going to tell you also how this happened, because during a few weeks ago, when the hurricanes hit, y'all remember Hurricane Irma and Hurricane Harvey, and I knew that we needed to do something as a church during that time, and I called Dusty, and make a long story short, Pastor Cody Anderson up at Mino, some of you heard this a few weeks ago, sent me an email and said, hey, we got a church in Baytown, Texas that we want to bless, and we want to help. You want to join with us in that effort? And I said, yeah, you bet. This church happened to be where Jennifer Bourne had went to a women's retreat, where the pastor's wife of this church had spoken prophetically over her and over our church about where God was taking us into and everything. And then we were able to help them financially. And we've had a rainy fund, no pun intended, a rainy fund, emergency fund set up. And Dusty said, Mark, we've got enough that let's clear that account, because this is a time to bless and time to sow seed. And during that time, he said, I want to, because we knew this time was coming too, so we'd been talking about that for the month of September. And he said, we're going to send this amount of money. And we took an offering that Sunday too. We added to it from our emergency fund account. And guys, we were able, it was $11,974 that we were able to give through our little church. Yeah, that's awesome. I appreciate everybody's giving. And then with that, Dusty, I want you to know Dusty did this, not Daddy, Dusty. Dusty said, but we're also wanting to bless Tay and Cameron with $1,000 out of our emergency fund. God is good. And so we want to bless you guys. Do you want to say anything? All right. So guys, come on over here. We're going to lay hands on you and bless you, okay? Mark, and if Dusty, if you have anything too. Mark, I want you to go ahead and you go ahead and go, and Dusty, if you have anything, if not, and then I'll close it out.
Pastor's about to make me cry. it's this mic. Right when they hand it to you. Pastor, I'm going to go off your word today with what you said right there. I was sitting there going, well, I really want to tell you something great, but really only God can speak. And the word was with the Red Sea, Cam, and you guys leaving. And we've left here before, and people have left on journeys. And I just felt this, when you get to the other side of that, you go across the Red Sea there, and it closes back up. It's your journey now. Amen. And I felt Pastor Mark's heart saying that, no strings. It has to be you and God and a great family, and he needs to develop and build your foundation from block one and not daddy or daddy's block.
Yeah.
And as those blocks begin to rebuild, you know, the past is all good, and you got a lot of good things, but just imagine that you're on the other side of that now, and it's a fresh new start. Block one is you two first, your family, and then let God develop and grow. You both have great ministry gifts. I'm sure at some point he'll direct you in all those areas, but there's no reason to try to guess what they are now.
Exactly.
Just go be a family, and that's really all I've got.
Amen. Thank you, Mark.
Amen. I just remember the very first time I come to Harvest Fellowship was uptown. It was Easter Sunday of 2004. Worship had already started. We were late. And we walk in, and there's this little girl up there just pouring her heart out, singing with this huge smile on her face. And I hadn't seen Mark and Jada in a long time. And Taya, the last time I seen her, she was about this big. So I really didn't know who that was. But I know you just was giving it all. And just as I've watched you grow over these last 13 years, man, how time flies. You've just continued to do that, and you've been such a blessing, not just to me, but I know to everybody here. Mm-hmm. And let me just say this, if I missed you on getting to sign the card, I apologize. It was just kind of hectic this morning. I mean, look this, God just, this is our largest crowd we've had in a while, and I think it's because right here, I just wanted to come and see Taya one last time here. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I've got a word. I kind of argued back there with God about it because it was a word he gave to me almost 13 years ago, and it was Joshua 1:9. Mm-hmm. And God had spoke that to Joshua three times, and in verse 1:9 he said, "Have I not commanded you to be strong and of good courage, to be not afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." You know, and as I was thinking of that back there, and then Mark, he spoke it three times, and then Mark, he just spoke, you know, it's about the destiny.
Yeah.
God was releasing Joshua into his destiny.
That's right.
To lead the people of Israel. And I believe he's releasing both of you today on your destiny, your journey. And the journey is the destination. Remember that. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
All right. God bless you. I love you guys so much.
Amen. 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 I want you guys to stretch forth your hands, and I want Dusty and Mark to lay hands on Taya and Cameron. And I'm going to stand behind them, and there's a reason why I'm standing behind them, because I'm not pushing them, but I'm proclaiming over their lives that they're going forward into their destinies, what God has for them, and Daddy is out of the way. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time. Lord, I thank you that back years ago, as Dusty was talking and Mark, that, Lord, you told me that there was going to be many graduation ceremonies in this church, many people were going to come here, and they were going to grow in the Lord, and then they were going to be released into their destinies, Father, and that it was not my job to, my job was just to feed them and to teach them the word, but God, you were the ones that were going to call them here, and then you were going to be the ones that released them and called them into their destinies, and so, Father, that's what's happening here today with Taya and with Cameron, God. I thank you that Cameron was released from his church last Sunday, and Taya couldn't be there because she was here celebrating my birthday with me. And God, just thank you for that, Lord. And I just bless this couple in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we release them into their destiny and the callings that you have for them. Lord, I declare over their lives that they have been a great son and a great daughter. But God, now they're going forth in being a great husband and a great wife, God, and they're gonna start a great family one day, and God, your blessings are upon them, God, and we release them today into their destiny, God, and we thank you and we praise you for Taya and Cameron, in Jesus' name, amen. 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 Give them a big hand clap. Go forward in Jesus' name. Love you guys. Amen. Love you, baby. God is good. And all the time. Amen. If this word, this is how we're going to close today. If this word spoke to you today about going forward, I want you to come up here to the altar. And I want to pray a prayer over you. Don't be bashful and don't be shy. I know we don't normally have altar calls, but come on up here because I just want to pray over you. Pray a special blessing over you. Amen. I'm going to single Satea out because this is Baby Sequoia's first Sunday at church. So give Baby Sequoia a big hand clap. Amen. It's her first Sunday. David has been texting me pictures about every other day. He is a proud papa. Amen. All right, guys, I'm going to pray over you, every one of you. Father, I know that you put this word on my heart for today. God, and we know that, God, we are people of faith, and this is the start of the Hebrew year. God, and this is the word for the year, is the year of the open door. But you're encouraging us to take the step of faith. God, every one of us in here, there's something, there's a plan, there's a place, and there is a promise over each one of us. Individually, then over us corporately as a church and over the body of Christ. God, each one of these are up here individually because they know that this word resonated with their spirit today. And God, I know there's many of them here. I know them, some of them specifically because I'm their pastor. And I know what's going on in their lives and they have felt like that they have been between a rock and a hard place. And this is what I want to speak over you today, that you have felt that, but what God has felt is no, they're in my sweet spot. They're in my sweet spot because they're in a place where they're fully dependent upon me. They can't save themselves. They can't deliver themselves. They're in a sweet spot. And all he wants you to do is look to him and to stand still and watch the salvation and the deliverance that he declares over your life. He's going to do it for you. But there's going to be some things that he's going to tell you to do. And it may be standing out there with a stick and lifting it over your problem. What it may sound crazy to you in the natural, but whatever he tells you to do, just do it. And stay and keep saying the things that he's telling you to say out of the word of God over your situations and over your circumstances. And don't just say it once, but keep saying it. And keep believing in your heart. Don't let the enemy come in and lie to you. Keep believing. And so God, I pray a special hedge protection about everyone that's up here today. In the name of Jesus, God, I release them into their destinies today. This is the year of the open door, and I thank you that no devil in hell is going to stop them, and fear is not going to stop them. But God, this, we come against the spirit of fear right now in the name of Jesus, and we release power, love, and a sound mind over every person here, and that they are going to step into their destinies, Father. They're going to take that step of faith in the name of Jesus. And Hebrews 11:6 says that faith is what pleases you. And so, God, I thank you that you're saying over everyone up here, I am pleased with you, son. I am pleased with you, daughter. Now keep taking that step of faith with me. Keep taking that step of faith with me. You are in the sweet spot. It may not look like it or feel like it in the natural, but you are in the sweet spot. You are where you're supposed to be. Don't believe that lie from the pit of hell. God, I thank you and I praise you for everyone up here today, and I bless them today in the name of Jesus that this is the year of the open door and they're taking the step into their destiny. They're taking that step of faith in Jesus' name. And I want to speak this blessing over them, the same blessing that Moses spoke over the children of Israel. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. I want you to hug somebody's neck up here and say, I am taking the step of faith. I am going through my door that God has for me. Amen. Amen. Woo!